All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. That time where we're going to do some car reviews. We've got a couple of them to handle. Richard, let's start with you. You drove a vehicle recently, 2023 Hyundai Santa Fe. Talk about that car.
Yeah, so this is kind of, a staple for Hyundai in their lineup. It's very much what I would call it their staple SUV, right? It allows them to get seven passengers in most instances, okay. Right? And this is a car that you see very commonly in rental fleets, which True. Is a kind of a great thing to be able to try out. They're going to redesign this car completely in 2024. However, Dad, that hasn't stopped them in 2023 from creating a really great vehicle, great warranty, really great acceleration with that 2.5-liter engine, Dad, turbocharged, I believe. So it runs fantastic. Again, as you mentioned, kind of the SUV, right, sits a little bit taller. They redesigned this car back in 2019, Dad, and I can say again from a kid standpoint that if you need to fit some car seats in the second row, which I know you and I really, we differ on that, right? You're really not in the car seat
anymore. I don't have to anymore, nope.
But for me, it is something where you can fit two car seats kind of in that rear or in that second row. The third row is a nice capability of it. But honestly, Dad, this is just a really nice, I guess I would call it maybe a mid to a full-size SUV, because I think that it provides a lot of different options for families, and I think that's kind of a key and important piece, ultimately, is that way. And obviously, you drove this car. You view it a little bit differently than I do. You probably view it more from, you know, the comfortability and that sort of factor. What did you think?
And for the money, again, you got to look at the starting MSRP at $28,750. Great apportionments, quiet inside, plenty of power. Yeah, I mean, I've driven this car numerous times prior in some of the previous versions even. And bottom line, staple car, competes well in its segment. And when I say well, I mean Hyundai has done some things, you know, Hyundai Kia have done some things literally, Richard, in the last 10 years, five solid years, where really they are on the cutting edge of a lot of things, not just the technology, but styling, how the vehicle functions, its rideability, its drivability, all of those things. They have become, honestly, a solid leader in the marketplace, not chasing the leaders, but a leader themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. Like you said, they've got a lot of other companies that are trying to compete for them, because for the money, Dad, you get a lot of car. And
you
we
do.
Talk to people, you and I do a lot about just the availability of these cars, the features that are part of that some of these cars provide. And then in turn, that, like you said, we mentioned it, the warranty. I believe Hyundai, you know, Kia are providing some of the industry best in terms of warranty, in terms of total length, right?
Right.
And so I think it's something that people are underestimating, because you probably haven't been able to, well, maybe you haven't been in a Hyundai in quite some time. I would really encourage folks to check these cars out, Dad, especially for growing families.
Yep.
I think it's something that you should strongly consider. Again, great warranty, great reliability, a lot better reliability than in years past. And I think, like you said, Dad, they're kind of leading in terms of their styling and some of their features, and they're only going to get better. So we encourage
Agreed.
Folks, head to your local Hyundai dealer, test drive it, get your family in it, because that's who this car is for. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio sent you, and Rush to Reason.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.